Hello, and welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever, presented by the Sideshow Network. This is the show where we tell you about the shittiest comic book collection in existence that just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean.
And here we are again, one more week, more shitty books.
Yeah, I feel
so bad.
I've been
so bad
thinking a lot about
why we have such shitty books.
Well, also,
why we spend so much time cultivating a collection full of bullshit.
Yeah, and also like if we're cool or not.
Oh, we're not cool. No, don't even ask. Don't even bother thinking about that question because the answer is we are not cool.
No, we're not. But
we are the furthest thing from cool.
I feel like
what?
I want to talk. I want to address it.
What?
Because we had Jensen Karp as a guest a couple weeks ago.
Yes, we did.
And he's a fantastic human.
Yeah.
I like him a lot. But I feel like, and I know he probably doesn't listen to this show. And if he does, I'm not saying anything bad about you, Jensen. You're awesome. But I feel like we offended him.
By not being cool?
Well, because we were talking about shitty comics. And I kind of like feel like, I'm like, all right. You know, because he's a tastemaker guy.
Right.
You know, he has a lot of stuff and, you know, whether or not you agree with him, you know, he works towards finding out a lot about different, you know, new things about, you know, music and art and fashion and television and all that stuff. And, you know, he has a lot, of, you know, that's what his Get Up On This is all about. And, you know, he does talk about comics here and there and, you know, there is some, you know, some good stuff that they recommend. But it's kind of like, for us, it's like the old stuff is new to us because and that's actually kind of that's basically how it is. It's like I've never experienced a lot of stuff that I used to, you know, but that we read here.
Right.
You know, and I'm often like intrigued by it. I'm like, well, how did this come to be? What did this come to be? You know, and if it's bad, it's bad. If it's good, it's good. And if it's meh, it's meh.
Right.
You know, but I feel like when we had him on and maybe he just didn't. He definitely didn't vibe it, but I felt like really, you know, I'm like, I felt like he didn't really like the stuff, but like at least no, he liked Ecstatics.
Yes.
And we brought that on and I was glad we did that one because that's different. But the Guy Gardner, I think, really stood out as being shitty.
Well, the Guy Gardner was shitty. It had Nazi dinosaurs in it.
It did, but I mean, it's just, but that's part of what we I don't know, part of what we do, but I mean, does that make us uncool for wanting to go that route?
I don't know why it bothers you that we're uncool.
I don't know.
We are uncool.
I know we are uncool.
We are tragically unhip. We will always be tragically unhip. And you know what? That's okay.
It is fine. No, it's fine.
As someone who has always looked older than she is, sometimes you just have to be boring and stupid. Let people think that you're like a 49-year-old mother when you're only 17. It's fine.
I've been putting up these pictures of myself lately.
Yes.
From like the 90s.
Yeah.
And I I don't know. I feel like I kind of look the same, but I also look like I look so lame.
Well, those glasses did not do you any favors.
I've been so lame my entire life.
It's okay. And you know what? That's all right.
I know it's okay, but it's also a thing that I feel like I need to say aloud.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I think there are people who try to be cool and hip and with it. And I feel like that's a lot of work. That's almost like a job.
It is. It is.
So you could spend your life trying to be one of those people, which would take a lot of fucking time and a lot of energy that personally I don't have the balls for or the stomach
for. Financially.
It's also financially.
It's about the biggest strain would be it's financially.
So
it's like, yeah,
there's that. Or there are people who are just effortlessly cool. They've never tried. They just are.
Like Greg Proops.
Absolutely. He's a cool person. He's always been awesome.
Yeah.
He looks cool. He dresses cool. And that's just how he is. It's not something that he's chasing. So if you were like that, that would be sweet. I am not like that. I wish I were. I will never be as cool as Greg Proops.
No, I don't think, well, nobody is cool as
Greg Proops. So either you can strive to be cool and be one of those people who's always trying to be cool, or you can just say, fuck it, this is how I am, and enjoy your life.
Right.
I'm going with fuck it, enjoy my life. Even if it's tragically unhip.
I'm still enjoying what we do here.
Well, yeah. I mean, if we didn't enjoy this, we wouldn't do it anymore.
No. I mean, I would probably have tapped out like ways back, but I mean, it's just something that we enjoy and it makes it feel good. But sometimes I'm like, I kind of like, I wish other people maybe had the same joy for, you know,
well, yeah,
relatable. You could relate to it.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? I feel like some people that we, you know, we've had on, like, they get it. Like, I mean, like, you know, like Graham.
Yeah.
You know, Elwood. And Chris. You know, Chris and Mike Schmidt and all those other, Ken Reed, you know. But it's not, maybe this is like the first time. And it's nothing against Jensen. You know, I'm not saying, because I'm still a fan of his, and I
do want to read his book.
I'm looking forward to reading his book, and you should definitely support it, you know. But it was something like about that revelation and about that reaction to something that we read. Because I'm like, I'm looking at this, like I'm looking at the books we have today, and I'm like, this is just
bullshit.
Dreck.
Yes, it is dreck.
Well, actually, here's the thing. The second book we'll read. I'm not gonna get to it, but this is
written and drawn by one of the greatest comic book writers and artists ever.
There's people that actually would probably hold this in much higher regard than it actually is.
Oh, then it deserves to be.
Yeah, because of who it involves, but and on behind the scenes and on the cover.
Yes.
But I disagree with that.
I also disagree with that. So, because it's kind of pointless.
It's very pointless, and we're going to get to it. Actually, I'm kind of looking forward to talking about it.
Yeah. But I mean, don't worry about the cool factor. I mean, how often do I wish, like, I wish I looked, like, as effortlessly cool. You know, some of those hip girls with, like, bright pink hair and, like, walking around in, like, cool clothes. I wish I looked like that, but I don't, because if I look like that, it would look like I was trying too hard.
No, I think you'd be able to pull it off.
Well, but that, like, I don't know if I'd be able to. Because
you switched up your hairstyle.
I did switch up my hairstyle.
Guys, if you've never seen Jen, she looks stunning.
Oh, thanks, babe.
And I'm not just saying that because I'm your husband. I'm saying that because
it actually makes me wonder if I go, like, what did I look like before?
Well, it's just because it's such a strong difference.
Well,
and you had a little bit of pink in your hair, and I'm disappointed they didn't put it back in.
I think that was an accident. Well, because I think the girl who did my hair before, who was not there anymore, was really bad at doing hair.
Well, she did a great job.
Well, yeah, I think it looked good, but my hair was definitely uneven. So I had a girl who was even better.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So anyway, but that's the saga of my hair.
You're lucky. Maybe you got lucky.
I'm sure you guys all care about my hair.
Relatively lucky the first time out, because she could have really messed it up.
Yeah.
If that was the case.
That's true. But luckily, she did not. So, but anyway, so let's talk about comic books and not being hip or hair.
Yeah, let's talk about this is cool as shit. I think it's cool as shit. It's what if. This is the second week in a row. Like, it's continuing. I cannot talk.
No. What the F? This is the What the F series from the 90s.
With Mark Maron on.
Which, What the F is just basically the entire comic oeuvre from 1990 to 1999. It's just What the F.
Pretty much. So it's What If, Volume 2, from October 19... I'm sorry, What If, Volume 2, Number 54, from October...
It's like all the way in there. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What if Volume 2, Number 54 from October 1993? What if Death's Head 1 had lived?
Oh, shit.
And
we've talked about Death's Head.
We've
before.
Done a Death's Head, incomplete Death's Head before. And Death's Head is awesome.
I like Death's Head. I don't know about Death's Head 2. I don't think I've read anything with Death's Head 2. But Death's Head 1, I find an adorable, stupid cow.
Yes.
And I think he's cute.
And he's great. I'm a big fan. So
he doesn't actually have a lot to do in this book, which I was kind of disappointed. Like, he shows up a couple times, but really the focus is on other people.
Yeah. Well, it's because basically the What If, so the What If series, basically it revolves around, like, alternate reality shit that would have happened if something else didn't happen. Mm-hmm. You know? So if, like, what if the Avengers lost Galactic Storm? What if, you know, Daredevil, you know, had eyes.
I think he has them.
Yeah. What if Daredevil had got new eyes or something?
What if Daredevil had bionic eyes?
What if the Hulk lost a toenail? You know, like some shit, like, just, you know, whatever. Just
that would be a very bad day for the Hulk.
But more important shit. You know, it's just, you know, a more important, like, you know, what if the Phoenix saga never happened, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so basically, and actually I have a really good one of these where it's like, what if the Beast and this is from the first series of this, when the it's what if the Beast and the Thing continue to mutate?
Yeah,
yeah, it's pretty gross.
I bet. Sounds gross.
Well, actually, what happens?
Do they, like, mutate so far that they go back?
Well, no, what happens is
because that'd be Hank, fucking great.
Hank continues to mutate into, like, a feral animal.
Uh-huh.
And so, basically, they take him and throw him into Savage Land.
Okay.
And that's it for him.
Poor Hank.
Yeah, poor Hank. But then, like, Thing continues to mutate, and he continues to be, like, a puffy rock guy. And, like, things keep, like,
bleh, 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 bleh. And he becomes Mount Rushmore.
No, he eventually sheds all of his rock goodness and becomes Ben Grimm again.
See, that's what I mean. He went back.
Yeah.
Well, then they should figure out a way to get him to continue to mutate.
No, I don't know. So basically, the Watcher introduces all these things, and he's like, ooh, yeah. What if, you know? Yeah. So anyway,
so there's this chick.
So we start off with, I think this is Dr. Necker.
Yeah.
She's the lady that kind of... She
fucks
over Death's Head, basically, so she can, you know, because she creates Minion, who is Death's Head, too. Mm-hmm. And he's supposed to go back and kill he's known as Minion, but he becomes Death's Head, too, because basically the original story is that he goes and kills the original Death's Head, but somehow, I forgot exactly how it happens, but basically the Death's Head's consciousness, Death Head's one's consciousness gets transferred into Death Head's two's body. Mm-hmm. And so basically he's walking around being Death's Head. One, Death Head's one is living, you know, his consciousness is living in Death Head's two's cyborg body and doing his business. Mm. It's pretty awesome. But in this case, Dr. Necker creates this, Minion because he's supposed to go around and, he works for AIM and he's supposed to go around and kill all of the assassins.
Right.
Like the worst assassins or whatever, and assimilate them or whatever. Just
he assimilates their knowledge.
He assimilates their knowledge and stuff like that. And basically, Death's Head is on this list. Mm-hmm. And so she creates this guy, and she's so I think this is her. And okay, so she's hunting down Sprat, who is Death's Head's partner.
Right.
And we got to meet him. And he was in a game show. Remember?
Oh yeah, yeah.
He was
yeah,
in a game
yeah,
show.
Yeah.
And so she's like, hey,
They meet each other in a dark alley, and there's like, he's pulled a gun on her, and she's like, what the hell? He's like, well, I have somebody who wants to talk to you. And that's when Death's Head shows up.
And he's looking jacked.
Oh, he is huge.
I'm like, he wasn't that big before,
no,
but.
He takes up the entire splash page.
It's pretty, he looks pretty great.
And he's got all the guns and all the spikes.
Mostly spikes.
Mostly spikes. He's just mostly Spike at this point. He is like one of those punks that just like when they wear all the spike necklaces
Shit. He looks like
he's
punk
that,
dude.
Except like if he fell into the manufacturing place where they make those collars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And basically, I think this is after they fought.
It is. They're like, I thought you were dead. She's like,
nah, man.
No, I'm not, but I'm here to help you because Minion has basically gone fucking rogue.
Yeah.
And she needs help to bring him in.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, well, you better understand that I'm going to help you with this. So then the Watcher is like, this is the story about what if Death Head had lived. So you all remember that Death Head died.
Yeah.
Right? Like, here's the story of Death Head dying.
Yeah, there's his head.
And there's his head, and then he's dead. But in this reality, right before Minion kills Death's Head, Death's Head, transports away. Because he says, he hits a transporter and then he's gone. And so he can't get, I guess Death's Head is, number 105. So he goes to the next target on the list, which is number 106, and that's Reed Richards.
Yeah.
And he stabs him in the head and absorbs all his knowledge, and Reed Richards is dead.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck Reed Richards.
Yep, no more Reed Richards. And then there's this part's weird. So, Minion is, talking about something.
Yeah.
What does he say right there? I don't know.
Says, if you're still hearing this, Dr. Necker, pattern of destruction appears to be almost deliberately random, as if designed to mask its...
And then it stops, and then it looks like he throws up circuitry and blood.
Yeah, it was a barf.
Right? He goes, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And they're like, Minion?
Yeah. But basically, yeah. So that happens. And then he, There's a lot of then he's just going crazy.
Yeah, because somebody's consciousness just like grafted onto his, and that's why
charnel.
He's like, yeah.
Carnal.
So now that
carnal.
So now that's who he is.
Yeah.
When he was barfing up circuitry, so now he's carnal, and he's like, haha, no one can take care of me, whatever. And then so Death's Head like, well, I can get some help, but I need a time machine and a big gun.
Basically, yes.
And
yeah, that's right. He's very
specific about that. I need a time machine and a big gun. So they hook him up with that, and he goes back in time to 1992 to talk to the Fantastic Four after Reed Richards has died.
Yeah, and Sue is not happy.
Well, things more unhappy.
Sue.
He's like punching fucking tables and shit, and like screaming. Like, look at his face there. That's a horrible picture of the Thing. Yeah. He just looks like a
giant
mouth.
His eyebrow is meeting Death's Head's moo horns.
Yeah, he's just a giant mouth at this point. He's like, yeah, your ass is grass. Ah. Like, he's just, you know, Ben Grimm.
It's
just,
grass, pal, as in your
blank.
Stop.
Yeah.
Like, just say ass.
Just say ass. Just say it. It's fine. It's 1992.
Ass.
You can say ass.
Ass.
So they're like, well, let's listen to this. So Death's Head tells him whatever his plan is. And so then he gets all these superheroes together.
Yeah. He gets Cage and Namor.
Captain America, Namor, Cage.
War Machine's there, too.
War Machine, all of the Fantastic Four.
It's a party.
And so they go forward in time 30 years.
Yeah, they go forward in time 30 years, and then... And some of these people are like...
Meh.
But then, you know, like, Sue is out for blood. You know, Sue's out for blood, and like
she wants to kill a motherfucker, and I don't blame her.
And then he apparently like it. He got all these guys. He used some sort of like logic.
Yeah, he basically
said it was like Captain America, and they're doing it for free.
They're doing it for free because it's like a noble cause, because that's what heroes do.
Yeah.
So that's the trick, because like Dr. Necker was like, how'd you get all these people for free? And he was like, you just have to understand how superheroes think. So they come over and they just start fucking fighting this guy.
Yeah, and Ben Grimm's just like punching the guy.
Yeah,
punching
Cap's
Minion,
like throwing shield all over the place, and just, it is just...
Yeah, it's a hell of a fight.
Like, Sue Storm actually does something that's really disgusting.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about here. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so is this before or after he kills... Oh, he hasn't killed anybody yet. So Sue Storm, like, creates an invisible force field inside of
Carnal Minion,
whatever, that guy, inside of him, and then explodes it, and he, like, explodes from the inside out, which is really gross.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, she's fucking pissed. So that's pretty cool. Usually she just doesn't do anything useful.
Yeah, when she gets pissed, she's really like interesting
and dangerous.
And so
that's pretty cool. Like she, and he's like it's like vomit coming out everywhere.
Yeah,
but somehow
he's
he doesn't
throwing
die.
Up a lot.
Yeah, he really is throwing up a lot of this.
He's having lots of barfing.
And then like War Machine is trying to shoot him, and he like punches him. It's like that would have taken down a building, but it didn't do anything to him. And then he stabs War Machine in the eye.
That's right.
You know how we've talked about this before with the Iron Man fatal flaw having open eye holes.
We have talked about that.
And this is exactly why. This is why that's a bad idea. And
yeah.
Right there, that's exactly what I said was going to happen.
Oh,
and it did.
And what does he do to?
I think he lit Johnny Storm on fire. He was like, how about you feel your actual fire? And he like just burned up.
Yeah, I forgot what he did. How does he do that, though?
I don't know.
I mean, because he's got like this evil spirit in him, too.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. He also like cuts off Namor's head.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
he takes...
With Cap's shield.
Cap throws his shield at him. Oh, man. Wait. Did he also crush Ben Grimm? Or is
Ben Grimm's not dead yet.
Ben's not dead.
But he will die.
Okay.
I don't know. Cap dies too, doesn't he?
Cap's just throwing this thing and he catches up Namor's head.
Oops. Sorry, Namor.
Oh, man, people are dying.
Stabs him in the eye stabs War Machine in the eye. Finally, I think it's
Ben and Cage.
Ben and Cage are holding him.
They're just punching him in the
face. And Sue's like, I'm going to do this. And then he just like disintegrates them somehow. They're both, they just fall into pieces. Like, look at their, there's only Ben Grimm's eyes.
Wait, what happened here? Okay, so I don't know. She's like, I'm gonna blow him like a melon, and she's like, you weren't listening. My specialty is taking what's given back and redirecting it.
Oh.
Okay, so the same trick never works twice. So he did that before, she did that before to him.
Right. And so now he does it to Cage and Ben Grimm.
Well, he does it, yeah, he redirects his stuff to Cage and Ben.
And they just explode. And like, look at poor Ben Grimm. Like, all he has is like his eyebrows and a nose. And like, you can kind of see the expression in his, like, by his eyes. It was just like, really? Fucking really?
Does he kill Sue here?
Yes, he does. He kills her right there. So she dies. So basically, he's killed everybody except Cap. Cap's still there.
And then
that's when Death's Head steps in, and Dr. Necker's like, wow, he let everybody die so they could, like, wear him down.
Yeah.
So that's what Death's Head did. And he killed all the heroes.
He shows up with the most 90s biggest gun ever.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it is the most gigantic gun. Yeah. It is fucking awesome.
It is a pretty great gun. I told you I wanted a big gun.
Here's the thing. Usually we make fun of these things because it's gigantic guns, but... if Death Head's holding it.
Well, there's something to be said for gigantic guns.
Yeah.
That's a fucking cool gun. So he fadooms this guy. Oh, wait, did he just kill Cap? I don't know. He's out. Whatever it is.
He blew up Cap.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, he just Cap, blew up everybody. No,
Cap looks like he's dead.
He's holding Cap. Like, Cap, wait.
He's standing right there. And then the next panel, he's just holding him by, like, by the back of his suit, and he's just like crumpled over.
Yeah, what happened? How did he beat Cap?
I don't know. Somehow, I'm assuming Cap is dead.
Cap just hanging? Wait,
no, he's just standing. And then
what happened?
I don't know, because the last time you see Cap, he throws his shield, which gets directed into Namor's head.
Yes.
Then you see him standing in the background, and then you see him just being held up by his suit, and he's just like all limp.
Yeah.
And that's the last time you see him. I have no idea what happened to him, how he died. I'm assuming he exploded.
Well,
Death's Head just blew this guy up while he was holding Captain America.
He's blown it, and then Death's Head survives, but Minion survives, and then Death's Head's just like, all right, well, now we're going to fight.
Yeah.
And they start.
And Death's Head has this really cool, like, long, sticky spear thing, which he, like, stabs through Minion.
And then he uses his boo horns.
Yes, he does.
To rip him apart.
Yeah.
Try to rip him apart.
It's actually kind of great. I'm not going to lie, this is a pretty great battle. Everybody is dead, and then there's like explosions, and then Death's Head like overrides Minion circuits because he's still technically a robot.
Yeah.
And so that's how he dies.
Is that what he does here?
Yeah, that's what he says.
Yeah, simple scrambler, blah blah blah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, he doesn't die.
Doesn't he die? He explodes him.
No, he doesn't.
He kathooms right there. He blows him up.
I didn't turn the page.
Oh, well, see, that's got to do that. But doom.
And he cuts off his head.
Yes, he also does that.
Yeah. Which is weird. Here's the thing that's weird about Minion is that he has, like, this skull, like, face thing. Mm-hmm. And
kind of like a predator. He looks like a predator.
Basically, he looks a lot like Predator.
He does.
But for some reason, he also has, like, a human mouth underneath it.
Yeah, it's weird. Only on one side.
But he's got, well, I don't know, because it's kind of like it breaks away, and then he's got like a human face underneath.
I feel like it's only on this side is human, and the rest of it's that weird predator thing. So, like, then pieces of him rain down on Death's Head. And
well,
everybody's
still intact, though.
Well, yeah, but, like, look at all these pieces. That's all the rest of his body.
Uh-huh.
And that's the end.
Well, so Reed Richards had, okay, so basically.
It was, yeah, somehow Reed Richards did this.
Basically.
Oh, whatever.
Reed Richards was assimilated by Death's Head. And he knew he was still in there. Right. Reed's essence was in there. And by goading Charnel into tapping that aspect of Reed, apparently Reed just turned against him.
And allowed him to explode.
Yeah, because he was basically like, you know, Reed, it's like Charnel was a sum of the parts. But because that's basically what was, you know, Charnel was making Carnal. Let's call him Carnal. He was making Reed. Making Minion go rogue.
Right.
But Reed wasn't on board with that, because even though he was assimilated, he was like, fuck that shit.
Right.
So, yeah, and that's how it ends.
Yeah, so everybody died.
Everybody dies.
Thanks to Death's Head.
This was actually written by Simon Furman, who wrote all the original like Death's Head stuff. So he did a good job here.
Yeah, I actually, I thought the fight was kind of great.
Yeah, actually, I forgot about it because I read this. I read it, and I didn't read it. Normally, like, we'll read these like the night before, but like I read it. I feel like I read this sort of recently.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot about that fight.
Yeah.
About how literally all the awesome heroes get killed.
Yes. And it's like brutally.
Like murdered. Yeah, they get like murdered.
They get blown up into pieces.
It's awesome.
It is kind of great.
It's just like, you know, I mean, it sucks that it's not real. Yeah. I kind of wish it was real, and then the Marvel just goes, what are we going to do?
Well, I guess all we have left is Death's Head.
Yeah, okay, we got Death's
and
Head.
And the X-Men, they're still around.
And the X-Men, yeah, they didn't show up. So, yeah, all right, guys, here you go. Oh,
somehow Cap died. We don't know how, but he's dead too.
But that's it for the book, I guess.
Yeah, that's it.
And the Watcher comes back, and he's like, ha, 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 on the Watcher.
Yeah.
Well, so whatever, because, that's it for
basically, it's like, if you felt bad about Death's Head dying, don't, because all your favorite heroes just got annihilated.
They're still alive.
So it's a good thing that he died, because everybody else got to live, which is basically the message of this book.
Yeah. So that's it for What's It? What's If? Jesus Christ. That's it for What If number 54, What If Volume 2 number 54, from October 1993. Would you read the next What If?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know what it is.
Maybe. That's the thing. It depends on what it is. Yeah. I mean, like, if it's just like, what if Wolverine opened a bake store, like a bake shop? Actually, I'd probably read that one.
I'd be down with that.
But, you know, it depends on what it is. I might not have any interest
What if Spider-Man franchised in Arby's?
I have no interest.
Actually, no, I wouldn't, because Spider-Man's boring as shit.
Yeah, I'm sure it would just be a Spider-Man book just with Arby's in it.
It'd be like beef and cheddar, thwip.
Yeah, he'd be like, oh, this is the most disgusting of fast food franchises.
He would, and, you know,
like, if I was going to rank fast food, I think Arby's comes at, like, the very bottom.
Yeah, I haven't had Arby's in a while.
Yeah.
I think it's
my
better that way.
My dad loved Arby's.
Not surprised.
Yeah. So he used to, like, want it a lot when I was a kid, but then, like, I think one day he just realized that Arby's was terrible, and then we never had it again. Or maybe my mom yelled at him. I don't know. It's one of the two. It's probably the second part.
Stop going to Arby's, Bob.
Exactly. Stop it.
That's a
disgusting
point. That's a point in the marriage that you hopefully never have to reach.
Yeah, let's never get to the don't stop going to Arby's point in our marriage.
Well, that's it for this book. All right, we'll come back. We'll get some Arby's. We'll be back.
Sponsored by Arby's. Yeah.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Eric.
Let's tell listeners about our podcast, A Waste of Time with It's the Real.
Yes, we came up with the idea for a podcast where it was going to be a dinner party style conversation on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. All of our rapper friends were going to come over, but then the press release went out and it said that it was going to be a dinner party. And we were like, oh no, we have to cook for all these rappers.
And so we have. We've had people like Jadakiss and Mac Miller and Migos. They're all here to tell stories and they end up being fed, which is great.
Yeah, a little surprise.
Check us out, A Waste of Time with It's the Real, with new episodes every Tuesday.
Yes, download, rate, and subscribe on iTunes or check us out on SideshowNetwork.tv/It's the Real. We out ya.
All right, we're back here on Worst Collection Ever here on Sideshow Network. We are back with another returning comic.
Mm-hmm.
It is Superman's pal, Jimmy Olsen.
Sure is.
Oh, they're buddies, all right. Superman's pal Jimmy Olsen number 139 from July 1971.
Yep.
Written and
drawn by
the great Jack Kirby.
That's right.
Yes. Jack Kirby
wrote and drew this comic.
He created superheroes.
He's a big gun.
He is the biggest one outside of Stan Lee.
Yeah.
He is probably
the biggest name ever.
The biggest name ever in comics. He's dead.
He is dead. R.I.P.
R.I.P. But yes, he's responsible for this. Okay, he's responsible for this Jimmy Olsen book.
He sure is. It might be controversial that we don't like this book because it's
to be expected.
Some people would be like, "How dare you? It's Jack Kirby."
Well, it's Jack Kirby, and it features Don Rickles.
That's right.
Fucking Don Rickles, 90-some-odd-year-old Don Rickles. Not here, but...
in this book. First, I would like to talk about this cover.
Okay.
This is one of the busiest covers I've ever seen.
Oh, it's fucking...
It's brutal. So, it's got... At the very top, it says, Kirby's Fourth World of Superman's Pal, Jimmy Olsen.
Yeah, okay.
And beside the title, on the left, you have a little circle with Superman and Jimmy Olsen. And above it, it says, in a box, DC, Jimmy Olsen.
Yeah, they couldn't put the actual...
Well, why is that even there?
They used to do this back in the day with some
comics. That's annoying. And then you've got Don Rickles holding a picture of Don Rickles that's probably an actual picture of him that says, like, to my pal Attila the Hun, love Don Rickles.
Yes.
And then there's all this text down the right-hand side of the book. And then there's, like, all these characters. It's so... It's overwhelming. It's really busy.
So you got basically Don Rickles, drawing of Don Rickles, who is wearing a green deal and purple cape.
Yeah,
he's got some ripped legs.
He really does. Great thighs says, on Don Rickles.
Are you ready for defoliants in your succotash? Fuck you. Are you ready for landmines in your lunchbox? Are you ready for this?
Two Rickles.
Two Rickles. Don and his long-lost alter ego, Goody.
And I would just like to say, as we talk about this, that is false advertising.
Yeah, we're not going to... We'll just give spoil...
We're not spoiling anything. It is false advertising. There is only one Don Rickles. There is only one Rickle.
And then Superman, because you got beneath Don Rickles, you got Superman, you got the Guardian.
Yep.
And you got Jimmy Olsen.
Yep.
Dressed like some fucking... Challengers on the Unknown.
Yeah, it's like they literally have no bare space. Like, even down there in the very corner underneath, like, on the side, there's, like, a big circle. It's like, Guardian fights again. And don't forget, there's also the Newsboy Legion that are going to show up in this fucking book.
Yeah, well, whatever.
So,
and then Superman's saying, that Goody causes more trouble than the villains.
Yeah.
Oh. The whole background is yellow.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot to look at.
It is an asshole of a cover.
It really is. Like, this is one of those things that, like, if you turn this in design class, they'd be like, wow.
Comics Code Authority approved this. They should not have.
We need to have a conversation about line of vision and like, focal points and shit, because this is insane.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not ready for this.
No one's ready for this.
Nobody should ever be ready for this.
I was going to say something, but I don't remember. Oh, did Don Rickles do a lot of these books, you know?
No, I think this is it. I don't think
I'll
be honest. Don Rickles, for the uninitiated, I don't know. I'm assuming everybody who listens to this show knows who Don Rickles is.
Yes.
He is a legendary comedian, insult comedian.
Yes.
Who still, I think, performs in Vegas here and there.
Yeah, last time I saw him, he showed up on, like, Conan or something. Yeah. He still shows up.
He's still doing stuff. He's still sharp. He's one of those guys would be a fantastic guest on Gilbert Gottfried's podcast.
Yes.
I don't know if that'll ever happen, but I know that they would have a fucking blast with him.
Didn't Marin interview him?
Marin probably did. I know he's been on a handful of shows.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. I am not familiar with anything he's ever done.
Yeah, I know that
for this book.
Maybe, well, I mean, I know that he was super big, like, back in the 60s and 70s.
Well, right, yeah. I know of his pedigree.
Yeah, and, like, but I look at Don Rickles, you know, like I said, I've seen him on Conan. I've seen him do stuff. I've never seen one of his acts.
Yeah.
But at least on Conan, I find some of his stuff funny, but most of it is not.
Yeah.
And I wonder if it's one of those things how... Humor seems to change as the times change.
Yeah.
So to listen to a Don Rickles album now, you might not find it funny at all.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, because of the culture and the time it was made, it was probably hilarious. But, like, you take it now and it doesn't, like, there's some old vaudeville stuff that I've tried to check out and I don't find it funny at all.
No.
But, like,
I don't.
You can hear the audience, like, dying in the background, but it just doesn't translate.
Well, thing, though,
because
it's like, I bet I could probably
the time
watch,
has changed,
like Three Stooges, and
oh, I don't like Three Stooges at all.
I've actually, to be honest, I think I would. I haven't watched Three Stooges in a long time, but I would. Maybe I'd be bored, but it's still really funny to me.
Even when I was a kid, I didn't like Three Stooges.
No, I used to like Three Stooges when I was a kid. No. I even had the video game.
Yeah. Oh, God. That terrible, terrible video game.
Well, I had the video game because it was one of those things where my dad was like, well, you know, we got to get you video games that everybody can play. And since I'm your dad and not read Nintendo Power, you know, I guess we'll just give you the thing that I recognize. Give me Three Stooges.
Right.
You know, because we're going to buy you guys a Nintendo game and we'll play, you guys can play this and Carrie, your sister, can play it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, Carrie's not going to play this fucking game. She's only going to play Mario. And she doesn't even want to play the game occasionally when she only wants to play when I'm playing. And she comes in and she's like, I'm going to play Nintendo. I get really pissed and I run, you know, I throw the controller down.
Why can't you guys just switch off?
No.
God, you guys had such a shitty system.
We didn't.
My sister and I had a fantastic system.
Well, because we didn't play the same games. I was playing, like, G.I. Joe and well, other shit.
My sister would play hockey and shit like that. And if I wanted to play them, she would have let me. But I didn't want to do that. But, like, when we were playing, like, certain... Like, Mario 2, right, is only a single-player
mm-hmm.
game. So I would do one world, and then we get to the end of the stage. No, I would hand the controller to her, and she would do
family,
it.
We didn't,
that's how we worked.
We didn't get along like that. We didn't get along.
I don't understand. Yeah, my sister and I had a great system.
We didn't get along. Me and my siblings didn't get along like that.
I know. Like, we even had, like, a thing where, like, on Mario 3, which is arguably one of my favorite games, where it would be, like, if I got the first mushroom house in the stage, then she could get the second mushroom house. Like, we didn't fucking fight over that. It was just like, oh, I'll get this one, you get the next one.
No.
It was like a teamwork thing.
Yeah, no, we didn't, my brothers and I didn't, and sister, we didn't get along like that.
Ugh.
We were like every man for himself, every woman for himself.
Was your mom constantly screaming at you? My mom would have had a fit.
Yeah, like but I think it was just, you know, that's how my brothers liked it too, you know? But occasionally, because there's the thing, if we played each other and I and one of them lost.
Yeah.
Like, Mark would lose his shit. Because Mark, as we know, my youngest brother, he used to scream at his video games.
Well, fair
very
enough.
Loudly, to the point where my mom would be like, what's going on upstairs? And he'd be like, fuck, nothing's going on up here. Because he's up there going, fuck you, Luigi.
Oh, well, we definitely had our fuck you, Luigi moments.
Yeah, but not, but like, he would, like, cry, and then he would like go into a fetal position in front of
I'm so glad your brother must be thrilled that you're sharing this story. Yeah, he's not gonna hear it.
No, I think I know one of his friends listens to this, and they probably already know this about him. And if they don't, who cares? Okay, who cares?
He's that's what you get to do when you're an older brother.
He didn't do anything to her, he was a kid.
Yeah, well, it's true.
This is how he acted. He doesn't act like that now. Okay, maybe years later, my niece will listen to this and she'll find out about her father. But until then, oh no, I ripped this one too.
Well, no, that one I think was this one's already shit.
Well, it's definitely shit.
Yeah, the reason I have this book, and this is my book, and actually,
I bought this for you.
Yeah, it's my book.
Yeah,
Sean stumbled across a great sale when he was out Christmas shopping at one of the... At the comic book. And it had, like, all these old books that are usually, like, $4 or $5.
Yeah.
Like, on sale for, like, 50 cents a dollar.
Yeah.
So, books that never go on sale for that. So, Sean bought me a bunch of them. So, I have this. I had a couple more Superboys.
We actually did...
Lois Lane. Oh, that's the Lois Lane with where Superman and a tree fall in love. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, like, it was a treasure trove of amazingness. And now here we are with Don Rickles.
Well, we've seen the cover of this.
I mean, you had to buy it. It has fucking Don Rickles on it.
It is Don Rickles animated form. So
yeah, so it was like we had to buy it. So anyway, so this book is called The Guardian Fights Again.
The Guardian.
3 exclamation points. And The Guardian.
Who gives a shit about The Guardian?
Like, the first picture is The Guardian getting checked out by a doctor. But, like, The Guardian looks like he's having the biggest sad anyone has ever had. He looks really depressed.
So sad.
He's got his hand and his fists on his chin, and like the doctor's just like, I think you're doing okay. Like, I don't really know. Like, he's the worst doctor, apparently.
Do I have shingles, doc? Maybe.
Yeah.
Because apparently, something happened in the previous issue where
this is like a
he has like a brain had a brain injury or something.
Yeah,
going on
and
his
they
brain.
Like. They've transferred the Guardian's memories into this Guardian who has been regrown from organic material.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, that's what the...
Did Scramble be like...
Yeah, basically Scramble showed up and they were just like, I make a new man and this guy does not have 10 dicks. I mean, maybe he does. I don't know. It doesn't
Jesus
look
Christ.
Like he does.
Superman's like, I could suck them all.
Super suction power. sorry, that was probably a terrible noise. So Superman and Jimmy are watching this thing, and they're like, "You think he's gonna be okay?" And they're like, "Yeah, I think he's gonna be okay."
So as he's doing, they're doing this. In comes
the Newsboy Legion,
and guys,
fuck the Newsboy Legion.
Fuck the Newsboy Legion.
Can we also say that there's two of them that have severe facial deformities, like in the way that they're drawn,
they have,
or like, they have fetal alcohol syndrome. I don't know. These two kids are fucked up.
Somebody's mom was definitely drinking
because
they're in the womb.
Like that. Like look at
all
that,
the drinking.
Like that guy's one eye is huge and one eye is small. And like,
well, this is because it's just drawn shitty. Because Jack Kirby's like, fuck it.
Yeah.
This is Jimmy Olsen. Here's the thing.
But there's only two of them that are drawn shitty. The rest of them look normal.
He just, I think this is, I can't remember if this is before or after Darkseid debuted. Because this is already like the New Gods, because he created all them. Darkseid debuted in a Jimmy Olsen comic. Yes, that is true.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You didn't know that?
No, I did not.
Yeah, like a lot of the new fourth, because that's what it says, fourth world of Jack Kirby. It was like
makes sense.
New Gods shit, and then like Forever People, New Gods, and like Jimmy Olsen.
I know.
For some reason. Because they mentioned Darkseid in here.
Right.
A bunch.
And like, honestly, for me, New Gods, outside of Big Barda, really outside of Big Barda, I could take or leave Mr. Miracle. I don't like Orion's okay. Like, yeah. He's fine. But like, other than that, I don't care about the New Gods.
Yeah.
And I feel bad about that because I know I should, because, oh my God, Jack Kirby created them. And I'm like,
I don't give a fuck about
the New Gods. I'm sorry. Okay. The Infinity People? I don't know.
The Infinity People are Forever People.
Or Forever People.
They're boring as shit.
Right. And he created them too, right? I'm just like, I don't like any of that like weird mystical stuff.
Yeah.
So like, for me, when I read this book from cover to cover, I closed it and then I thought cocaine. Also, perhaps, like, sometimes I wonder, because I'm like, oh, you know, I'm supposed to be a writer. I'm supposed to be, like, you know, making things happen and, like, writing things. I'm like, maybe I should just do what, like, Jack Kirby and, like, apparently Vince McMahon and Hulk Hogan did to crank out a script.
To do
just,
a lot
like,
of drugs?
Yeah, get myself a hotel room and fucking do some cocaine. Then see what happens.
Don't do cocaine.
No, God, I would never do cocaine. I've never done cocaine in my life.
You'll die.
I might mind I die. Who knows? I'll come up with these facially deformed boys.
These Newsboy Legion have been around for a while. For whatever reason, he decided to bring them back.
Terrible
and
idea.
And there's like, so you got
cocaine. That's what I'm saying. But at least he made his deadline. He wrote some shit and he put it out there, even if it's weird as fuck.
They have the weirdest faces. And there's another one here. There's actually a black member of the Newsboy Legion who's dressed like a scuba man.
He looks like the stereotypical diver you see in a fish tank.
Yes,
he literally does.
He's
walking,
actually wearing flip-flops.
He's walking around like a scuba man. He's wearing flippers this entire issue.
Who let these guys out?
Don't know. And I don't know where they came from. And I don't know why they're here.
They should be locked up.
It's awful.
In Indian Hill or whatever.
So they show up and they're like,
well, first of all, here's the thing.
Right.
They show up and they talk. First of all, they talk like little scamps.
Yeah, they talk like 1940s scamps. You know? They have like slang from like Brooklyn. Yeah, and you're like, dude, it's 1971. What the fuck is wrong with you? And like Jimmy Olsen pointing at this guy's deformed face with like his long glove hand is just what the fuck.
It's
Superman's creepy. Just like, I don't know if he's trying to not laugh or not vomit. I'm not sure what's happening.
He's totally not trying to vomit. He's got to be the lad. He's probably like, oh my God, I'm going to throw up. I'm going to super heave and just kill everybody in here. And
he's going to be like super tidal wave.
I really hope that he goes up into space and he goes, and he's flying around, like just pushed around by his barf.
It's just everywhere. It's like a fucking comet.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, here's the thing. So he's sitting there because they show up and one of them sticks his head in between Superman standing with his hands on his hips.
Right.
And one of them shows up and sticks his head through in between Superman's arm.
Right, and his body.
And then he yells at Superman. He's like, hey, stop choking me.
You got me at a headlock. He's like, fucking, what the fuck is your problem? Superman, of course, is like, oh, sorry, buddy. I'm like, shut up.
It's like, you should have been like, squeeze. Head pops off and it's like, oh my God, Superman killed the Newsboy Scrapper of the Newsboy. He's like, yes, because look at him.
Yeah.
He deserves
Yeah.
I don't know if they're boys or weird grown men.
I don't know, because like you've got these weird, these two with the fetal alcohol syndrome. They talk like they're 1930s street urchins from New York. Then you have Flipper guy who's literally wearing flippers to walk around. He's in full scuba gear.
Yes, and there's no water.
And there's no water. No water. There's no water in this whole book. I don't know what the fuck he's here. Oh, there's a little bit of water. And he just goes, water's cool, but like he doesn't do anything with it. So he's here, and he is the only black guy on the team, and he talks like he's in a blaxploitation movie because he says, could you lower the flipper for Dipper Soul Brother? And you're like, what? So they're like from different eras, but they're all children and they all hang out
Jack
together.
Jack Kirby wrote that line, by the way.
Yes, he did.
And then you know, he totally was like, hey, where's the black guy in the office? I got a question.
And then there's these just
I got this black guy wearing a scuba outfit.
What would he say?
What would he say?
And then there's these like two like regular looking guys who are older. So they look like Jimmy Olsen without freckles.
Oh, God.
And they're like, you think Guardian's going to be okay? And they're like, I don't know. And like, apparently,
I hope you all die.
I hope they all die. And apparently one of the Newsboy Legion's dad is the doctor.
Yeah, it's the one
who was a four. He was also, when you find out later, he was also in the Newsboy Legion when he was a boy.
Yeah, well, they're not deformed. He's the one that's not deformed.
Yeah, well, he's the one that's not deformed. You've got these two fucking. I don't know what's going on with these two.
It's like how we watched Legend last night. They could have been in Legend.
They really could have been Legend.
They could have been Tim Curry's Darkness's Children. Something. I don't know.
Because that guy in fucking Legend who's got like a pig nose, and basically they would have fit right in.
Pig nose.
So the doctor,
we just go through because there's a lot of bullshit going on here.
The doctor comes out and he's like, I think the Guardian is fine. He can leave. And they're like, yeah, let's go to Metropolis, because I forget why they're going to Metropolis. They're going to go stop something.
Apparently there was a tree.
They're going to go stop something from happening. So
you do that because I just keep sighing.
I know, that's why I keep trying to take it away from you.
Okay.
So they're like, oh, okay. Guardian's good. So he's got clearance, and there's a lot of fucking things in quotes in this fucking comic book, which really pisses me off. Because like the doctor says, however, the Guardian shall be the first of the quote project's children unquote to visit the outside world. I hereby give him quote clearance unquote.
Fuck you.
I'm like, stop it with the fucking quotes. It shows up in here all the time. Really.
Is he using air
me.
Quotes the whole time?
Yeah. I wish that was drawn in.
There should just be separate panels of him going quote unquote, and it's like, just fucking murder me.
Yeah, they're like, oh my god, yeah, this could be so much fun. The Newsboy Legion and Guardian back together again in the big city. And so they're like, all right, we're on our way.
No.
So they get into what is called, what is this thing called?
There's a name for it.
The Whiz.
The Whizcopter?
No. Whiz Wagon. It's literally called the Whiz Wagon. Okay, and I realized things were different back in the 70s, but come on.
It's so, powered by Whiz.
Just the Newsboy Legion, they all just drink like 2 liters of orange soda, and then they go stand on the back and they piss.
Well, look at all those kids. Look, they're radioactive. They probably piss out radioactive.
It's just those two.
Just those two that are just whatever Trapper John and whatever the fuck is it, Scrapper. I hate, I'm sorry. I know that I should, I'm not making fun of them because they're deformed.
No.
It's just that they're fucking annoying and I want them to die.
Yes, I also want them to die.
It's like Impossible Man.
Yeah.
I feel that way about Impossible Man. I'm like, I wish somebody would just be like, you know, like somebody with nigh and reversible powers just went dead and just squeezed you into like a ball of energy and punted you into space.
That's how I feel about Damian Wayne.
Yeah, Damian Wayne.
I really just wish somebody would fucking kill him and he'd never come back because I hate him.
No, he'll keep coming back.
Anyway, so they're like, Jimmy and Guardian are in the Whiz Wagon and they're following Superman as he like drives through some sort of highway that's like hidden. This is what I didn't understand this at all. Like, what?
Apparently, he drives past the Ewok Village.
Yeah, they're driving to Ewok Village, and the Newsboy Legion had to stay behind because one of them has a cold.
Yeah, there's no.
So they got put in quarantine.
they got some sort of weird disease. Just fucking throw them in the incinerator.
It's everybody's gonna have a face like
throw
those
them
guys.
All into a big fire.
So Superman's like,
whatever
all right.
They have, you do not want to get out into the public.
No. And so they're like, here, we're going to take this mystery exit towards Ewok Village, which has been destroyed, but no one's cleaning it up.
Good.
And then we're going to take another exit towards Metropolis. And then Superman flies off because he's like, I know Guardian and Jimmy are going to come see Clark Kent. It's going to be the first person they see. And sure as shit, Guardian and Jimmy showing up on Clark's door. And here we are again with the fucking quotation marks. And he's like, I'm about to unmask a real bummer of a, quote, put on. That's Jimmy. None other than the cool and articulate captain of our industry, our new boss, Morgan Edge. I'm not exactly sure where they're
Morgan Edge.
Why they're unmasking this guy,
that's
but all you have
name.
To know
he
is he's
worked.
Evil.
He should have been Black and White's boss.
Yeah.
I just okay, mind you guys, we taped Black and White last week.
Yeah.
We aired it last week, so but we're taping all these on the same day, so we're kind of referencing stuff that we've just read. So
sorry, it's all the same day to us.
Yeah.
So so then we go back to the Newsboy Legion, and
apparently they got some sort of
I don't
fucking
know
tuberculosis.
They've got SIDS.
The SIDS.
And so they're
oh,
all,
God.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not. I got sudden infant death syndrome.
They do.
Oh, what a way to go. Why am I laughing so hard at SIDS? Oh, God. I'm leaving this in. This is all staying in. This is I am going to be shamed.
So
my future employer is going to be like, you're not one where you laughed at SIDS?
Well, it's only because it's the Newsboy Legion dying of SIDS. It's not actual children.
There's only two acceptable SIDS references being
Sid
here.
Vicious?
First of which being Enter Sandman.
Terrible.
And then this Newsboy Legion dying from SIDS.
Yeah, Newsboy Legion could die of SIDS all they want.
I wish there was Metallica being like the Newsboy Legion. And just Sandman, Newsboy Legion dead.
So like, he's like, I can't help it if I have SIDS. And so the Newsboy Legion like beats the one guy who's got the deformed face.
Wait, why are they beating
I don't know, they're all beating him with newspapers too.
I would too.
I would like you to know they're all wearing hospital gowns, but underneath the hospital gown
is there
that guy who is dedicated to looking like a scuba man is still wearing all his scuba shit.
That's not how hospitals work, guys.
No.
Also, and I think it was like they quarantined them all.
They
made them all get into
all.
Like.
Because they're like, well, if one of them has this horrible disease, they're all going to get it.
They have a cold. Okay. First of all, what they have is a cold.
Well, I mean, they're fucking street urchins who like live, you know, nowhere.
Maybe it's like SARS.
Yeah. I'm assuming if you were in the 1930s and you were a street urchin, you had like you were constantly sick.
I don't know. I'm worried. I don't. We gotta be careful with these ones.
Yeah, yeah.
And did Jack Kirby? Well, had a good idea. He's like quarantine.
I would also like
don't take off their clothes. But quarantine.
No, please don't take off the scuba guy's clothes. But then he like
we're
draws
deadly earnest to touch them. See, we also taped that
draws,
one the same day.
He draws this doctor who's like, you guys have to be in a quarantine, whatever. This is highly experimental research, you know, just want to make sure you guys are okay. But the way he draws him, he's supposed to be like crossing his arms, but he looks like he's hugging himself.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, you gotta
like,
take a picture
he's
of that.
Like, oh, I love like, me.
He's doing that bit where it's like, hey, I'm making out with a girl.
Yeah, he
and
is
he's like,
making out with himself.
He's doing the Ralph mouth.
Yeah. That's exactly what's happening. I don't know why. I don't know why. But he's like...
Take a picture of that.
It makes him. He's giving himself a nice warm hug after diagnosing all these children with SIDS.
This needs to be shared with the public. We all need to know what's going on.
So
here.
He's like, "All right, I'll leave these kids there." And they're like, "Man, I wish I could get out." And then this kid is drawn like a fucking like he didn't have a mouth, and they just like cut a hole in his face. Like,
there's something terrible going on, guys.
But he's one of the deformed kids. But and apparently he has a soldier that lives in his hair.
Yes, he does. I didn't know what was going on here.
I don't know.
But he's just kind of
like,
hey, here you are, buddy.
Is that a toy? Is it a little man?
It's a scrapper trooper.
So they're like sentient?
Guys, we haven't even gotten to Don Rickles in this book yet.
Right? Right?
I don't know.
So there's a sentient trooper living in this, like, poor fetal alcohol syndrome child's hair.
In his hair.
And it comes out. He's like, hey, man, he's going to help us get out of here. So then we cut back to Metropolis where the evil boss.
Morgan Edge.
Is, like, he's back from wherever he was and he's, like, hiding from people. And then he's like, oh, hey, Don Rickles called.
Apparently they're close to signing Don Rickles to, like, a development deal of some sort.
Right.
Which, you know, because he really needs it.
Yeah.
He's not making any money.
No.
He's having a hard go. This is his big break. Don Rickles could be on WGBH or where was it called? This WGBS.
Yes.
WGBH. That's actually like a Boston station.
Yeah. They're like, oh, this is so great. I hope he signs with us. He's such a funny man.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. Now we have two of them, Don and his lookalike. And dude's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Bitch, what you talking about? Bitch, what you talking about? And she goes, yes, Goody Rickles. Because apparently that guy is from fucking Pilgrim Times when everybody was called Goody so-and-so.
Yes.
So this is Goody Rickles. He's on their research staff. And this guy, I'm assuming.
But they spell Rickles differently. They've switched the L and the E.
Yeah.
In the name.
Yeah. So he's like, oh. And this guy obviously is an agent of Darkseid because he's like, demons of Darkseid. That's what he says. And he's like, oh, God damn it. If these two ever bump into each other, it's going to be utter chaos, which I'm not exactly sure why.
I don't know why. Like, because when you meet Goody Rickles and you're like, Jesus Christ.
Like, if Don Rickles saw a man who looked like him, would they just start punching? Okay, so there's an X-Files episode. An X-Files episode from like one of the last seasons, which is why it's terrible, starring Kathy Griffin. And Kathy Griffin as one woman and another woman, and they're twins. And every time they get in the same room, they literally destroy everything around them because they start fighting. So like they bring in down buildings and like killing a whole shit ton of people. So I'm assuming that's what would happen if Don Rickles met his clone.
Exactly.
That's exactly what
exactly. And it's funny because she's described. So this woman is describing him and he goes, stop talking about her. I am chilled to the bone.
Yeah. He's like, I'm terrified of two Don Rickles.
He's like, well, yeah, he looks just like Don Rickles. It's like, he is terrified to learn of somebody else who looks like Don Rickles, even though he's excited to have the actual Don Rickles.
Right.
But he's terrified.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
He's terrified to know that there's somebody else who looks like Don. There's two people that look exactly like Don Rickles in the world. And he is terrified of that.
Yes. And I would like to know, this man is an agent of Darkseid.
Yes.
How does Don Rickles fit into Darkseid's overarching plan?
Because Darkseid really likes...
He loves insult comedy.
Insult comedy.
Yeah.
He has a... He's been
if
working
this
on,
was written today, it would be about Triumph the Insult.
Type 5 himself.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say, if this was written today, instead of Don Rickles, it would be Triumph the Insult comic dog.
Just Anthony Jeselnik.
Or Anthony Jeselnik.
Yeah.
So
you imagine Anthony Jeselnik on the cover. I mean, I'm like, and you know, he's a very popular comic and all that, but it'd just be really weird for this to be the case. And this guy is so upset.
Yeah, he's really upset.
And for some reason, Goody Rickles shows up
in like a superhero outfit. So
somebody told him to wear that.
Yeah, he's like, I got on a train wearing this.
He got on a train. Yeah, he sure did.
He's like, you know, and he's trying to like. Have jokes, but they're not very funny.
Well,
and
no,
again,
it's fucking...
I think it's one of those things that maybe if this I was alive in 1971, this might be the funniest thing I've ever
now
written.
My question is, because obviously Rickles had to sign off on this, you know, to have him be in there. Do you think Rickles wrote his own shit, or do you think like
maybe.
Kirby was like, hey,
what do you think?
Let's ask that black guy I asked earlier. What kind of Don Rickles joke you got for me?
Yeah. So like he's in the office and he's like holding this guy and he's like, I could be great. Oh, I'll take anything. I just want to work. You know, it's kind of like one of those things. And
he's Gil
from The Simpsons.
Gil from The Simpsons.
Oh, give old Gil a chance. So yeah, he's like punching this guy in the arm and like just everything he touches is shit. And he's like, you know what?
He punches at Morgan Edge. He's like, he hits him with like a fucking train.
Yeah.
Because like,
you know, he's just trying to give him like one of those friendly bro hits, like on the shoulder. Just like, oh, buddy.
Because he's got like a giant Kirby fist.
Yeah. But this one, he like hits him so hard, his cigarette flies out of his mouth. Because yes, this man is smoking.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's like, come on, I'll do anything. And he's like, Walter Cronkite won't get it. Truman Capote won't get it, but you, Goody Rickles, you're gonna get it. And he's like, oh man, that's the American dream. All you gotta do is eat apple pie and believe.
That's Trump's new slogan. Eat apple pie and believe.
It's the only thing you gotta do, guys, just eat apple pie and believe, and America will be great again.
If he came out and said this, like, you just gotta eat apple pie and believe, and you know everybody that, you know, that's into him is just gonna be like, fucking give me a pie.
Yeah. Sold out everywhere. Even McDonald's apple pies, just like all of them are gone.
Hostess pies.
Costco pies.
Well, yeah.
Costco all pies.
Yeah, all pies.
So he leaves to go cover some sort of story. And Clark and Jimmy show up, and they're like, hey, we need to talk to evil editor.
Where does he say that he needs to kill everybody? The Morgan, he's like, because he's like, that man, he's like, I need to kill Goody Rickles. And
I don't think he says it yet.
He doesn't?
Okay. No, but he does say it, and it's really actually, that's pretty funny. So he shows up. Clark and Jimmy show up, and they're like, we want to talk to the editor, and like, oh, he's not here, but he left.
Yeah, because he's very specific about not wanting to see them.
Yeah, he doesn't want to see them. He wants nothing to do with them.
And then he shows up, and they're like, hey, where's this guy? And the secretary is like, he doesn't want to see you.
No, she's just like, oh, he's not here. It's like, but people said he was here. They're like, well, they didn't tell you that he left, so... Mm.
Eat my ass.
Yeah, eat my ass, fuck. And so he hands him like a slip of paper to be like...
What was the other one we were reading when there was a really mean... we were just reading it. A really mean receptionist.
Oh, I don't remember. There's been a few of them. I know there's one where the guy was trying to sell his suit.
No, he wasn't being... Well, it was the receptionist, but she was dressed as the AIM agent.
Yes.
That's how she dressed with the whole beehive
costume. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. I don't know. There's a bunch of them. There's always receptionists in these things. So, was it damage control?
No.
That was the slutty receptionist.
Yeah, no, it was something else we read recently, like just a couple weeks ago.
Oh, we'll figure it out. So Clark's like, fine, we're going to go look at this piece of paper and like go to the assignment. So they go, and there's supposed to be like an alien landing in a park. And of course, instead of sending police, they sent reporters. There's literally no police, no security, nothing.
That sounds like a Gotham thing.
They're all dead if it's Gotham. It's just dead people laying everywhere. So they show up, and Goody Rickles is already there.
And somehow he's
inside the ship.
He's inside the ship. Clark goes in the ship. He closes the door on Clark, and he doesn't understand why it disappeared, because all of a sudden the ship disappears, and it transports Clark to...
Somewhere.
Some sort of space area.
Yeah. And that happens, and these space dudes, who look like Darkseid, actually start showing up, and they start fighting.
Yeah.
So it's Guardian and Jimmy are fighting these guys, but as that's going on... Goody Rickles is just like, there he was, and I just pushed the button, and then he was gone. Like, that's what he does for like three panels. I'm sure you've seen that joke.
And then
in movies and stuff.
And then what happens is he doesn't start fighting, but like it's one of those situations where he moves and somebody else gets hit, you know.
The way he moves makes him win the fight, basically. So, you know, again, I'm sure you've all seen that.
Does he like punch a guy here?
No, he stands up and he hits him with his head on accident. And he's like, oh, I got spun around. Oh, I'm dizzy. And then he accidentally like hits all these guys too. And so he wins the fight.
Don Rickles with his baby head.
Yeah. Or at least he takes down these dudes, except for this one guy who has the worst eyebrows I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, you probably have something to say about these eyebrows.
Dude, wax was around in 1971. So this guy has a unibrow, like the unibrow to end all unibrows. So he grabs Jimmy and then... He takes him somewhere. So then Clark is in space.
It's Santino Marella.
It really is. Yeah. It's Frida Kahlo. Ha ha. So I don't know what the fuck Clark is doing. And I don't think it actually matters what Clark is doing.
Who knows? Is this where the guy's like, I want everybody dead? I think it is.
I think so.
Have the Rolling Stones killed.
So... Clark's doing something in the ship, and we cut back to like evil man. He's still smoking, talking to unibrow, and he's like, "Oh, evil I don't know. Talks to I don't unibrow. Know where Clark Kent is, but I have these other dudes." He's like, "Oh well, you know, I guess they got stuck in that dimensional trap. What are you gonna do?" And then his secretary comes in. He's like, "Oh no, nobody called. You know, whatever."
What is going on?
I don't know. And then so then we cut back to the Newsboy Legion, who I guess
because we haven't talked about them.
We haven't talked about them. So the sentient soldier action figure man like picked a lock.
Lives in his hair. Lives in the fucking kid's hair.
I don't.
Oh my god.
And I don't even know where they are because then like they were in a hospital and now they're like in a sewer system where there's a boat.
Mm.
And they're like, oh,
well, this is good for that kid who has a scuba shit.
Yeah. So they're like, oh, let's get in the thing. Let's go. And it's that's what the scuba guy says. He's like, you cats are playing Flip-a-Dippa's hit record. Water's where the action is.
Sure is.
Okay. So they take off.
Good job, black guy, who I got this dialogue from. I'm going to give you an extra check.
So then.
Jack Kirby, 1971.
We go back to Unibrow's house. Where he's feeding everybody food, because I'm assuming he is Italian. He is one of my people. We are very hairy.
He does have a lot of hair.
We are very hairy people. Very hairy. And so he's like, eat. You know, sit down and eat. You know, whatever. But and if you don't.
Why don't you eat? And they're like, I don't want to eat.
And if you don't, like, I will shoot you.
Yes.
If you do not consume food, I will shoot you. So basically, this is my mother's M.O.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know what they're. It looks like they're eating, like, potatoes. Vanilla wafers and
it's all cookies.
Something red.
Yeah, I don't know.
Calf brains.
Sure.
That sounds like an Italian.
It's liver.
Yeah, liver.
Yeah, gross. It's just they're eating. This is afterwards. So you know, after you have dinner, you got to bring out the cookies from the bakery. These are the cookies.
Oh, okay.
You sit around and you drink your espresso.
You think you got that from Modern
You put
bakery?
A little bit of anisette in there in your coffee.
Yeah.
And you probably bought these at Modern. Not Mike's, because Mike's is a tourist trap. You got to go to Modern's.
Yeah.
Or Bova's. You can go to Bova's, too. Anyway, so he's like, you're my guests. Eat, please. Ask me anything that you want. So
why do you have so much hair in your eyebrows?
Bro.
Are you Martin Scorsese?
Bro, I'm sure you've got sisters. And if they're Italian, they wax. So, honey, let's fix that. But he's like, hey, eyebrow man. Could you put it, this is
are you Abe Vigoda from Look Who's Talking?
R.I.P. So he's like, hey, Don Rickles, Goody Rickles is like, hey, since I can ask you anything, can you put that cigar out because it smells like an asshole? And he's like, I am so offended that you would ask me for this.
Hey, who do you expect? It's Don Rickles.
Right, or Goody Rickles.
Or Goody Rickles. He's got the same tight five.
And so like, then there's a fire and then he's like, haha.
Wait, why is there a fire?
I don't know. Oh, because he puts the cigarette out, but actually all the cookies that he was serving them is made of some sort of flammable powder.
Right. That's right. Okay.
And now that they've eaten them, they will all burn up in 24 hours. They will all catch on fire.
You fill them with fucking pyrite.
Yeah. So, and then they throw them out of the back of a truck, and that is the end. And where does that guy say that he wants to kill everybody?
I know what happens at some point. I think you've just passed there. Maybe not.
There's something where he's like, this person should be killed. And it's actually very funny. But just trust us that the evil man suggests all people should die. And you're like, yeah, actually, you're right.
Wait. It has to be where Morgan Edge is slandered twice.
No, I'm looking.
It's not here when he's like, I hope the Newsboy Legion are killed. Which it's like, well, you know, they have SIDS. they will die eventually because it's the D stands for death.
Oh, yeah, here it is. It's right there. He's thinking about dying. Goody Rickles is like, this man should be killed.
He's like, obviously, that's right. Obvious solution is obvious. This man should be killed as he smokes. And he's like, you're truly a symbolic of your name and you have a big heart. He's like, I got a big liver. It's like, shut up.
Yeah, I got a big heart, but a small liver. Shut up.
If I was a kid in 1971 and I read this book,
you might think it's the funniest thing you've ever read.
No, I would actually, well, at least I would think that Don Rickles sucks and is not that funny.
This is what makes me mad. So this is what I meant by saying there's like two Rickles. Don and his long lost alter ego, Goody. Don Rickles is not in this.
No.
This is just Goody. This is one Rickle.
He will show up in the next one, I assume.
This.
After he gets set on fire.
It's false fucking advertising.
All the cookies
but honestly,
fire.
You probably wouldn't have even noticed that because his cover is so busy that you wouldn't have even noticed that there were supposed to be two Rickles. You wouldn't have read that because you'd just been like, my eyes are bleeding. Let's go look at the Newsboy Legion dying of SIDS. The end. I'm sorry. I know I should like care about this book more, but I don't.
I do not either. I do not either. I would have, you know, and you know, another thing is too, is I feel like other people be like, man, you got to respect Don Rickles.
This I do respect again, Don Rickles. I just don't respect this book.
To, at the beginning of the show, we are not hip enough to even appreciate Don Rickles because it's not funny.
Well, that's the thing.
Sorry.
No, it's not that I don't respect Don Rickles. I respect that Don Rickles has been an insult comic for longer than I have been alive. And he has had an amazing career.
He
has done probably, I don't really know a lot about him, but I know that just his very existence probably paved the way for a lot of other comedians that I love.
Yes.
Right? So, like, if there was no Rickles, maybe there would be no Lenny Bruce. And then there would be,
We wouldn't even be doing the show. There'd be no podcasting.
There would be no podcasting. There would be Louis C.K. There would be, you know what I mean? So it's hug you. Hug the book like that guy was hugging himself.
You know, I'm a doctor, but sometimes I like to make out with myself.
Just right in front of these children.
That's okay. They're going to die from SIDS anyway.
They're all dead. They won't remember.
They're dead already. Hey, guys, let's listen to Sandman.
They're obviously dead because they're seeing a small soldier man crawling out of another kid's head. Like, I keep the sentient men in my hair. Like, are you sure this is not, like, supposed to be a fucking louse? Is that it? Did that kid have lice that were so big they look like soldiers? Was that the fucking problem? Because he is a street urchin. God damn.
The sentient lice. Well, lice are already sentient.
Well, yeah. But like that are so like so evolved that they wear clothes. Yeah. Like that's how long those lice have been living in that kid's head so long that they built a fucking city.
I would not be shocked because fucking schoolboy legion or whatever, fucking newsboy legion are gross as fuck.
They are gross.
Guys are gross. Guys take a fucking shower. They've never showered. They probably literally never showered.
Yes, because they're still in the 1930s.
Except for that kid who's a scuba kid who, because he likes the water.
Yeah, he just like sleeps in it. He's like Daredevil.
He's a Daredevil.
He sleeps in that like water chamber from the movie. In his little scuba outfit, and goldfish slowly swim around him.
Oh god, why?
I don't know.
Fucking, this is. I'm sorry, Jack Kirby. I know I'm supposed to be respectful of you.
I'm sorry,
but you fucking did this book wrong. I don't know.
I don't know.
Why? Why did you even do this?
Yeah.
Why
again? Cocaine.
I don't know.
You got to make a deadline. I'm trying to be funny. I really like Don Rickles.
You think Jack was coking?
Yeah.
Do you think Stan Lee did coke too?
Oh yes, everybody did coke in the 70s. I think that was like you just walked the minute the chime hit from 1969 to 1970s, piles of cocaine just appeared in offices across the country, and then you just walked in and you just planted your face in them and you did your work, and that's why the 70s was so weird. That's a fact.
Oh, it's good. It's good.
So that is it for Superman's pal Jimmy Olsen number 139 from July 1971. Would you read the next issue?
I don't. You know what? Fuck it. No. I don't care what happens to him. I don't care what happens to Don Rickles.
You don't want to know if second Don Rickles shows up?
No, I don't give a shit. I do not give.
You're okay with the false advertising on this
book.
Honestly, who knows? Like, I probably, if I saw the next one, I wouldn't even recognize it because the cover would be so goddamn busy that I couldn't even tell Don Rickles was on it.
I don't care. I hope they all die. I hope him and the Newsboy Legion, there's like a big truck that shows up.
Well, I really hope this is the last time the Newsboy Legion ever appears because Newsboy Legion is one of those things get why it was created at the time, but after that time passed, you have to retire those characters. Because you cannot bring them back now.
Okay, here's the thing, though.
Unless you want to make them like...
They showed up. I mean, they've probably been in other books.
Fuck them.
Fast then. I don't know if they looked as hideous as they did then, because Jack Kirby was not drawing them.
But that's the thing. There was only two of them that looked hideous. The rest of them looked fine. Those other kids looked like they had mumps.
Yeah, something going on. Something was going on, guys.
There were facial deformities. Those kids, I assume they were brothers. And there was a problem in their
Brothers and their lineage. Sex with brothers and
there was a problem
brothers.
In their lineage somewhere because they ended up looking like
it's a pretty shallow gene pool, guys.
Yeah.
I can insult them all day. I really could. I could just think of horrible things to say, be totally fine with it.
I know. You're okay insulting.
Because they're comic book characters. They're not real.
Well, they're not real, of course.
And they should totally be taken on that chin and watch. I'll probably find out. It's like Jack Kirby. It's like, these are named after my kids.
Mumpy and Lumpy. This is Mumpy and Lumpy Kirby.
Oh, look, and my kid's got giant lice in his hair. have turned into men.
They wear clothes now.
No, I'm not reading it. You gonna read it?
No.
Okay. We gotta get out of here.
Okay.
We're done with the show this week. Thanks for listening. Where can people find you on Twitter? I'll let you go first this time.
I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram, jenstansfield.tumblr.com, and jenstansfield.wordpress.com.
You can find me at Angry Hero Sean, S-H-A-W-N, on Twitter, on Instagram, and the Tumblr is theangryhero.tumblr.com. And, of course, sideshownetwork.tv. Go there. Check out all the great shows we have. You can check us out on iTunes as well, worst collection ever. Subscribe, rate, review, tell a friend. Give us 5 stars if you think we deserve it. Hopefully you were not offended by SIDS. If you were, there's a lot of things have been said in this issue, this episode.
Yeah.
That people may or may not have opinions on. And I do not really, you know what? I'm okay with it.
You're fine.
This is a public forum. Podcasting is beautiful. Thank God that book came out, 'cause we wouldn't have this podcast.
Yeah. Thanks.
I guess. I'm full of shit. I'm so full of shit.
Yes, you are.
What the hell am I even saying anymore?
I don't know. I don't even know what you're talking about.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.